السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula 1444, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we commence and begin a new chapter, a new surah, chapter 82, Surah Infitar, verses 1 to verse number 5 in today's lesson. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. He, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely saw Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel Gabriel, in his original form, and saw him there by the horizon. So where the sun rises, sun sets, everything happens there. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ, the Quran Karim states, and 600 wings, and wasadda al-ufuq, he covered the entire horizon, so much bigger than what we can perceive. Our perception, comprehension cannot even imagine it, how great and majestic he, Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be. And a second translation, ashiqana tarjuma, that a lover's translation, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ, indeed he saw the noor of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ, there on the horizon and making everything so manifest and clear. Before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's auspicious birth, his honorable mother Sayyida Amina saw that while she was expecting, while she was in the state of gestation, that وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُور, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, that noor, radiance, effulgence emanating from her, and from there in Makkah Mukarrama, she could see the brightness and the glitter and shine and the radiance right there in the Biladu Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. So if that was prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and honorable birth, then what about after that? So remember, the whole world receiving the noor of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Surah 14 verse number 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, you take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, capital secularism, Zionism, socialism, communism, democratic dispensation, all these satanic systems got no place in Islam. They, each one of them is cursed. So it is zulamat and darkness. So bring them to the noor and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. Today people don't even know one word of Arabic, but they get so impressed just with a translation, just with a lecture, or they read a book and then they embrace Islam, because they were talib e sadiq, they were sincere in their quest for the truth. So that is how you will get and receive the noor. You open the tap, you place the glass, the cup, the jug facing the tap, so the water will fill up. But you put it upside down, you can put it full blast, nothing will happen. So when the heart is receptive, Allah will bless it with the nur and radiance. But when the heart, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, the Jutlas and the Jews who say the Quran Sharif states, after murdering some of the prophets and messengers, after rejecting some of the prophets and messengers, they said our hearts have a cover on it. Our hearts are covered and no truth will enter it. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ نَيْ Almighty Allah has cursed them بِكُفْرِهِمْ because of their blasphemy. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ very very few will bring iman. قَلِيل few and مَا إِبْهَامِيَّ لِتَأْكِيدِ الْقِلَّةِ extremely extremely few of them will bring true iman and faith and conviction. Chapter 2 verse number 88. So there you have it, directly from Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Thereafter, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed and propagated the message, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِدْوَنِينَ He was not a miser with the knowledge of the unseen. He was, he is, he will always be the greatest lover of humanity. He wanted success and prosperity for every human being. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ This is not the speech of Satan, Lucifer, who is accursed and cast out of Jannah and Paradise and expelled, never to see Paradise again. So this is what the enemies will make propaganda. O human being, when the truth, the final constitution came to you, in its pristine purity, without addition, omission, interpolation, the final and last messenger came to you, the Habib of Allah, the most beloved, the most precious of Allah's creation, then فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where are you going? Why are you leaving the truth? Why are you turning away from the truth? You should embrace the truth. This Quran Sharif in Huwa Illa Zikrul Lil Alameen is an admonishment and advice and reminder for people of all the worlds. Meaning that whether it is human being, whether it is jinn, whether you're living in this country, that country, whatever continent. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَيَّسْتَقِيمُ Whosoever wishes, then he can join the right path. And you come there and embrace Iman and Islam. But nothing will happen on this earth except with the decree of Almighty Allah, illa ayyasha Allahu Rabbul Alameen, and not with mine and your degrees, but the decree of Almighty Allah. Today, chapter 82, Surah Infitar. Why Infitar? The word is coming in the first verse. We'll discuss it there. Makkiya revealed there in Makkah Mukarramah, surroundings of Makkah Mukarramah, prior to the migration of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. And this chapter comprises 19 verses. Today we're discussing verses 1 to 5. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Look at Iqra Bismi. You will see it is Ba Alif, Ba Alif, and then Sin Mim. And look at Bismillah Ba Sin. There's no Alif there. So why the difference in the Rasmul Khat? Why the difference in the calligraphy and writing? Because Iqra Bismi, we ourselves, we read it once in a while. And Bismillah, daily we are reading it before we eat, before we drink, before we sleep, before we drive, before any action that is permissible in the name of Almighty Allah. لِكَثْرَةِ الْإِسْتِعْمَالِ Due to constant usage, the alif has been omitted, deleted, and the ba and the sin have been joined and merged together. And اِقْرَى بِسْمِ It has been retained and preserved in the original format. Why? Because it is not كَثِيرُ الْإِسْتِعْمَالِ It is قَلِيلُ الْإِسْتِعْمَالِ It is used much less. So simple things, but we should know about these issues here. Everything of the noble Quran is glorious and magnificent, and every verse is called ayah, a symbol and sign of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim a-Mubalagha, meaning hyperbole. So if I tell you hyperbole is Mubalagha, Mubalagha is hyperbole, you will understand these are all technical jargon. So when a person is very, very ill, then you say he is in ICU, he is in intensive care unit. So this has an intensive meaning. The word is intensive, the meaning and the import of it also is intensive. So very, very gracious, very, very merciful. So that is the simple meaning. Ar-Rahman, you use only for Almighty Allah exclusively. You can't use Ar-Rahman for any creation except with the prefix Abdurrahman, Ubaidurrahman, for our female, our daughter, sister, Amaturrahman. And Rahim, you can use for Almighty Allah and creation. Almighty Allah said, Ra'ufur Rahim. For Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your daughter's name, sister's name, Rahima. So all that is permissible. So Almighty Allah is reminding us about Qiyamah. One is Almighty Allah reminds of us the Sughra, the micro. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. That is the micro. Every day we hear, he passed away, she passed away. Most of them, we don't even know them, but they passed away with Iman, Islam. So we make dua for them. Ya Allah, Rabbana ghfirli wa li walidayya wa li Al-Mu'minina Yawma Yaqumul Hisab. Chapter 14, verse 41. O beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So we should know that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us all these wonderful, powerful du'as so that we apply it and implement it. But then there's a kubra, when this whole world, the entire creation shall perish. Chapter 28, verse 88, Kullu shayin halikun illa wacha. And everybody, everything will perish. He, Allah, the only Khalik, he's the only Malik, the exclusive owner, the exclusive creator. None can create, only him, Almighty Allah. What will unfold on that day? Chapter 22, verse 2. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. When you see people that day, you will assume and think that they intoxicated and drunk. Nay, they're not intoxicated. The punishment, chastisement of Allah Jalla wa Ala is very, very severe. So let's read. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. Sama means مَا فَوْقَ الرُّؤُوسِ. Everything above us. Your clouds and your stars and your moon and your sun and the planets and the solar system. Suddenly the sun, the skies, everything will split asunder. Will fall to pieces, everything. We in the plane, going from city to city, country to country, continent to continent, going through so many time zones, and we just marvel, we above the clouds. We look down, we see millions and millions of kilos of clouds. We look above, we see trillions and trillions and zillions of kilos of skyline. And we see not one pillar. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Who can do all that? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Look towards the sky, how high it is, how majestic it is. That all these are the symbols and signs of Allah. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. All these are signs and symbols to indicate and show to us He Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. So in fatarat, you see, surah in fitar, that it is cracking, it is splitting, it is tearing up to pieces, 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 blasted to smotherings, as we will say in English. Now we went from the skies, now we go to the stars. Kawkab. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. Singular, plural kawakib. Wa idhal kawakibu intatharat. Wa idhal kawakibu tasaqatat. So remember that the stars will just start falling and breaking and smashing to pieces. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى Chapter 53. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala takes an oath on the stars, but Allah says the star can fall, the whole solar system can fall. My Nabi, Habibullah, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will never fall. We will elevate him. We will elevate his Nami Nami, his Isme Grami, his honorable name. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ Whatever he saw is correct. His heart Mubarak is perfect. His tongue Mubarak is perfect. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ His vision is perfect. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ How Allah praises. You enemies, you want to criticize the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But remember that the barking of the dogs don't harm the clouds. نُبَاهُ الْكِلَابُ لَا يَدُرُّ Sahab, you heard the dogs how they bark, do they harm the clouds? What is a cloud compared to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He was, he is, he will always be the best of the best of Allah's creation in the entire universe. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ And all the oceans, the water will be gushing out at full speed and all will become one big, big mega ocean. What Allah told us in the previous chapter. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ We know that water is used to extinguish the fire. But Allah Jalla Wala Qudrat-e Kamila, His absolute authority, majesty and sovereignty over the creation. The water is on top, the fire is at the bottom, and the blazing of fire is still there, sujjirat. And it will become manifest on the day of justice, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, when you see under the water the blazing fire, sujjirat. And the water will be gushing out and will be flowing full speed. All the oceans will become one. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ So that is Allah. You saw a tsunami when I went to Sri Lanka. I saw the signs and the aftermath. The ships and the boats were on the road and the cars and the vehicles on the ocean. And they show you how high, remember, the waves came, how many meters and so forth. And that word is used till today in the English language, imported from their language, Indonesian language, and so forth, tsunami. So that was a small tsunami compared to what will happen on the day of justice. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ Imagine in Durban, imagine in other countries, when the waves come, and then you see the big, big waves, and then what happens? How it torpedoes and capsizes the buildings, how it causes damage to everybody, everything nearby. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعُثِرَتْ قُبُور The plural of qabr. So where we take our near and dear ones and we bury them. You see, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Qabil. So Qabil was a non-Muslim. So out of jealousy, out of rage and fury, he murdered his brother Habil. So now this was the first homicide, the first murder committed. Now what do I do with the corpse of my brother? He didn't know what to do. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent the bird. فَبَأَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبَحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ So now the bird came and then it started digging. يَبَحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوَّةَ أَخِي That the bird is showing him to Qabil the murderer. That you must dig a grave and then you bury your brother. Therefore, some ulama have stated that this bird, the ghurab, and it is one of our first teachers. It taught us how to bury. Now you see, today's modern day world, people want to burn and incinerate and cremate in Islam, absolutely haram and unlawful. When I was in India and I went on a tour, so they take you various places. There is a community there, the Parsis, you know. So when they go and bury their dead, they just topple them inside that garden-like. And there's no real burial. The vultures and the birds come and tear them to pieces and so forth. In Islam, we have karama, we have honor, everything is done. We fulfill our duty with beauty. So our deceased, we bathe them, we enshroud them with the kafan, we read the Salatul Janaza, my father's janaza, my mother's janaza, my brother's janaza, whoever, we place it in front. And then I'm the imam, and then the congregation behind me. I'm just giving an example. No ruku, no sajda. Why? There is no bowing down and sajda and prostrating to any creation. It's only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah. And why in front? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily, we belong to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and to Almighty Allah is the return. Ya Allah, we will relish and cherish the moments we spent with our parents, the time we spent with our siblings, our children, whoever it is. But you, O Allah, you are the ultimate owner, and you gave us this amanat. You gave us this trust, you entrusted it. Now we return it. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُؤْثِرَتْ. So that day all the graves will open, the bodies will appear, whether they are decomposed and disintegrated. Imagine the land and sand will be speaking. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Today on the phone, people in the mass media, what's the breaking news? What's the samachar? What's the latest breaking news? Allah is telling you, the news is this, what the land and sand and will say, Allah will inspire it. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That land and sand will give the news, breaking news, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا, because Almighty Allah inspired it. Allah Ta'ala said, give the news to humanity, so they must know, and they must not try and say that they are going now to Jahannam, the hellfire, and there was favoritism, nay, or there was injustice, nay. Everything happens Maliki Yawmiddin, the day of justice. What Dayyanu la yamut. And the story of Qabil Habil, if you want to see it regarding the burial, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, and it starts at verse 27 and carries on till verse 32-33. So then it teaches us that in Muslim we have to bury our deceased. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورِ قُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. So qabr, singular, qubur, plural, bu'thirat, everybody will come out. Qiyamah, everybody will be standing. Because why? Now is time for reckoning. Now is time for accountability. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Every human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, will know مَا قَدَّمَتْ, what they sent forth. The 1 rand you gave charity is قَدَّمَتْ. And the 1,000 rand you left behind, that is أَخَّرَتْ. So مَا قَدَّمَتْ, what we sent forth, وَأَخَّرَتْ, and what we left behind. So all our good deeds, all our vices, whatever we did, we will bear testimony, and the angels will come with the book of deeds and the report. When the human being sees it, hears it, he himself will say, "Ma li hadhal kitab?" What is wrong with this book? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. Everything is recorded, every minor crime, every major crime. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Everything is hadir. That much Arabic you understand. They will find present all the actions they did, everything. Unless they made sincere tawbah and repented, then it is expunged from the book of deeds, is eliminated, eradicated. وَلَا يَظُلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Allah, your sustainer, your Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, does not do injustice to anybody, anything. He is Arhamu Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. So we beg and petition Almighty Allah, wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, O Allah, admit us, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta Arhamur Rahimin, whilst you are the most merciful to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keep our iman intact. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.